Ajay or Sirteza, and we are so grateful for you to join us today. You know, we cannot wait to see you all in person, and hopefully that will be quite soon. But you know, for the meantime, thank you so much for joining us on Church Online. You know, for the past 4 months or so, we've been forced to adapt to this new normal because of COVID-19. And although there's been significant changes of the things that we can do now because of the easing of restrictions, I mean, we can't just go back to how things were. I mean, it would be unwise to just go back to how we were doing things before all of this happened. But the thing is, like, we do have to remember what we've learned during this pandemic or this COVID season. And, you know, we have it in our heads that when we're going out shopping, going out to the to do our groceries, we already have it in our heads that we're to maintain this 2 meter distance. You know, we're being respectful of others. We're constantly washing our hands, you know, sanitizing everything. And we're even, you know, we're doing the proper cough etiquette, you know, we're doing the dab. And oh, these are just, you know, small things or, you know, simple things that we've been doing, you know, to protect ourselves, keep ourselves safe and others during this pandemic. And these are just the practical things. But we must remember and never forget that there are things that God has taught us during this season. And I'd like to share with you what God has taught me and my family during this pandemic. You know, like I said, we can't forget the things that we have learned through God's word, through conversations with people, and our own personal experiences. So I'd like to take this opportunity to just share a few of those things with you. And I've got one word for you, one word, and it's surrender. Yes, surrender. Surrendering everything to God. You know, surrendering everything to God can be very challenging. And I just was reading this story about this army intelligence officer from Japan during World War II. His name is Hiro Onoda. I mean, he was an intelligence officer who fought in World War II. And when the war ended in August 1945, Hiro Onoda, you know, fled to the hills. You know, he fled to the hills and he spent 29 years in Luban Island in the Philippines, hiding, thinking that there was still a war. And you know, there were several attempts by locals to you know, let you know Japanese soldiers that the war was over, because he wasn't the only one that was hiding. But when Hiro Onoda saw these leaflets saying that the war was over, he did not believe it. And he thought it was like, this is Allied propaganda. And he just did not give up, and he still engaged in guerrilla warfare. You know, he still had his rifle with him, and he was just an active soldier. You know, and he did this for 29 years, not surrendering, even though the outside world was already at peace. And it was only when a Japanese tourist explorer named, let me get this right, Norio Suzuki, in February 1974, he had a chance meeting with Onoda. And Suzuki explained to him that, look, the world's at peace, the war is over. But yet, Hiro Onoda still did not believe that the war was over. And he said, I'm only willing to surrender if I got formal orders from a superior officer. So that's what Suzuki did. He went back to Japan and he spoke to government officials. He gave them proof, photographs, that he was talking to this intelligence officer from World War II, and that he was still actively engaging in warfare. So what the Japanese government did was they tracked his former commander, sent him over to the Philippines with a formal order from the Emperor of Japan, relieving him of his duty. And that was the only time he surrendered. March 1974. If you think about it, 29 years hiding in the jungle, 29 years thinking he was still at war and engaging in this battle. 29 years, no peace, constantly looking behind your shoulder, thinking that somebody was gonna shoot you. That's a long time. And And oftentimes, as Christians, we can be like this. We can be like Unada, still engaging in that battle on our own, not knowing that God has already won the battle. God has already won the battle for us. We have victory in God. We only need to surrender. You see, our impression of surrender tends to be quite negative. You know, we usually associate surrender with, you know, giving up, being a failure, weakness. Yet we know it's important that we surrender every part of our lives to Jesus Christ if we want to experience that life that Jesus has for us. But it's not easy. It's not easy. And I guess for me, during this pandemic, there's so many things I had to surrender to God. My job changed. You know, I got redeployed from being an occupational therapist. I got redeployed to being a swabber, something I've never trained for, something I've never done before. And I had all these other kind of apprehensions of doing something like this, because I thought like, oh, I'm gonna go right in and engage with this COVID-19 directly. And there was a lot of uneasiness for me and my family, but I just felt I need to surrender. And it was really difficult, really difficult. And see, that's the thing. Sometimes even when we think we're surrendering, we're not actually surrendering. We will ourselves to surrender. We're trying to get ourselves to surrender rather than just surrendering. You know, we even use guilt to force ourselves to surrender. You know, we always kind of think, you know, it's not a good thing if you're not surrendering everything to Jesus. And then we pile it on even more, thinking, you know, Jesus surrendered everything for us. We should do the same thing. And what happens is we build on that guilt, and we start condemning ourselves. And even though the guilt increases, our hearts never change. So why? Why is it so hard to surrender everything to Christ? Why is it so hard to surrender our thoughts, our struggles, our plans to Jesus? Why is it so hard to relinquish control and submit fully to what God has for us? You know, I think it's because we struggle. We struggle to believe that Jesus can truly satisfy the deepest desires of our hearts. We struggle to believe that Jesus can answer our most difficult questions. You know, and I'd like to remind you that yes, Jesus can answer your most difficult questions. And yes, everything that we give up for him will be truly worth it. I tell you, surrender is the key. And choosing to surrender everything to God has helped me and my family through this pandemic, through this COVID season. And you know, I've seen it in my friends as well. I've seen it in people I go to church with. When we choose to surrender, you know, things happen. Things happen. So I'd like to take a few moments to share what actually happens when we surrender. Okay? So the first thing is that when we surrender, God fights for us. God fights for you. It says in Exodus 14, verse 14, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. When we surrender everything to God, he goes into front. He goes in the front and the back, and he fights our battles. You know, when we're in a battle and the situation is hopeless and the matter at hand is quite overwhelming, we go through a plethora of emotions. We get anxious, we get discouraged, we experience panic attacks, and our minds are just all over the place. This is what happens when we're in a battle. But when we choose to surrender to God, he fights those battles. The battle then belongs to God, not ours. Yes, we're in it, but the battle, the ownership of that battle then transfers to God. We need not be anxious or discouraged when bad things happen to our lives. You know, when Moses and the Israelites were trapped between an attacking Egyptian army and the Red Sea, the people panicked. They did not know what to do. They were thinking, should we run for the hills or should we just go back to being slaves in Egypt? And Moses had to remind them that it was God that brought them out of Egypt, and it is God that will fight our battles. And he said, we need only to be still. We need only to be still. And I remember when I was working another job, a few years ago, I applied for this management position, you know, and I had another colleague who was more qualified than me, a lot more experienced than me, and you know, to say it shortly, I mean, this person was smarter than me, you know. But yeah, look, it's an opportunity, so I'll go for that. I'll go for that position. I'll go for that interview. Unfortunately for this person, I got the job. And I kind of thought, wow, this is a victory. And I kind of thought, this is God's favor on my life. But let me tell you, in the next few weeks, the following months, it was like hell. It was like hell. And it wasn't because of how I was doing things. It was because of this other person. It was because of this other person. Like every time we had staff meetings, this person was just constantly in my face, constantly questioning everything I did. And I struggled. I struggled because I had a lot of respect for this person. And I thought of this person not just as a colleague, but as a friend. So it became really awkward for me, you know? And the thing is, I had to surrender. And I couldn't really fight this battle because it was draining on me. And there were times where Nin actually told me, just quit that job. Just put in your resignation and do what you were doing before. And I was really tempted to actually do that. And you know, at the end of the day, we said, okay, I'm going to surrender this situation to God. And you know what things, what happened was, things got calmer, right? Things got calmer. And you know, everything was kind of going okay. And then this person, you know, came up to me and gave me a compliment. And this person told me that, hey, JR, you know, I'm so glad you're my manager. And this person told me that I don't know what I would do if I was in your shoes. And when I heard this compliment, I almost broke down in front of her, you know. I was in tears. And I said, you don't know how much this means to me, what you've said. And I could just sense God saying, I told you, be still, and I got you back. God fights our battles. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what battles you've been through or what you're facing. But let me tell you, surrender everything to God, and he will fight for you. He will fight for you. Next one is that when we surrender, we find rest. We find rest. It says in Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30, it says, come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Rest is one of the greatest gifts that God has given us. You know, rest is synonymous with peace. You know, naturally, we kind of associate rest as, you know, after a long day's work, you go to sleep and you rest because you're so tired and exhausted, you need rest, physical rest. And when we've taken that rest, we've had a good nap, a good sleep, we get up, we feel refreshed. And sometimes we even feel happy waking up, you know, that we've just gotten this, you know, nice physical break. But that's not the rest that I'm talking about here. This is not the rest that God is giving us. This rest that we receive from God is quite profound. It's a profound peace. Let me explain. See, the rest I'm talking about here is not from daily work, from being exhausted, from what you've been doing. It's a profound peace that God gives you even though the times are so hard. It's not rest from doing, it's rest in doing. Rest in doing. It's a profound peace that does not affect whether you're rich, poor, whatever color you are. It doesn't affect that. It goes right in us. A deep peace. A rest that heals you. A rest that makes you whole. A rest that calms your fears when you're in a storm. True rest. It's a rest that gives you confidence to face future challenges. Even if that challenge hasn't happened yet, you know everything's gonna be okay because you have this peace, this rest. You know, and Jesus says, I will give you rest for your souls. You don't have to keep on trying because he's already got you. It's a kind of peace that allows you to be joyful in times of uncertainty, because we've surrendered and trusted God. Surrender and you'll find rest. You know, this COVID-19 season, this pandemic, I know things are changing, easing of restrictions. We're allowed to, you know, do a lot more now. But you know, this last few months, it's been kind of ingrained in us as to how we're to think, how we're to act. And it could be quite exhausting. But when we surrender those situations to God, God gives us rest. He calms us down. So surrender and you will find rest. Thirdly, when we surrender, we get to our destination. Yes, we get there. We get there. You know, we have plans. We have our, you know, visions for our lives. We've got our dreams and ambitions. And we can be pretty good at this. You know, at a young age, we're already thinking of what we'll be doing. We're already kind of planning in our heads. I remember growing up, I was like, I'm going to be a doctor. And then it became, I'm going to be a fireman. You know, we have all these ambitions of what we want to be. And we plan it out even at a young age. But when life happens, when we happen, when others happen, you know, our plans are just thrown up in the air. And we think then, did I actually take the right course? Am I heading towards the right direction? And you know, in John chapter 6, verses 16 to 21, the disciples, they experienced this firsthand. It says here, when evening came, his disciples went down to the lake. They got into a boat and set off across the lake for Capernaum. By now it was dark and Jesus had not joined them. Jesus wasn't with them. A strong wind was blowing and the waters grew rough. They had rowed about 3 or 4 miles. That's long
on water anyway.
they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water. And they were frightened. But he said to them, it is I, don't be afraid. And here's the surrender. Then they were willing to take him into the boat. And then I think this is quite significant that they included this part here. And it says, and immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading. I don't know if it was like a speed, it suddenly became a speed boat or they were transported onto the shore. But it says, immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading. See, the disciples decided to go somewhere without Jesus. And when they struggled with their oars, trying to battle through these waves, trying to battle through this storm, they weren't sure where they were going. And then Jesus approached them, reassured them, hey, it's me. Obviously, like seeing somebody walking on water, that will freak you out anyway. But when Jesus was walking on water and he approached them, he gave them reassurance. It's me, don't be afraid. And when they recognized it was Jesus, they surrendered and let them in the boat. And the thing is, I truly believe that surrendering our plans to God actually shortens our journey towards where he wants us to go. You know, take for example the Israelites. They wandered the desert for 40 years trying to get to the promised land. A trip that should have taken days took decades. And it's not because they enjoyed the sun so much, they loved the sand. It wasn't like going to the beach, right? But they wandered around the desert because it took that long of a time to surrender what was ingrained in them from living in Egypt. And like I said, we've got plans, we have our dreams, but it's how we get there. The question is, do we want to struggle through the waves, trying to get to our destination, when we could be at peace with Christ on board, surrounded by his protection and love. Surrender, and you'll get to your destination. Lastly, surrender and find life. Jesus said, "Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it." Matthew 10, verse 39. You know, this verse goes against every natural human fiber we have. You know, society has taught us that if we want to get the most out of life, what we need to take everything we can get. We have to grab every opportunity to gratify the desires of our flesh. This is what it means of having a full life, having everything that this world has to offer. You know, it's my life, it's my body, I can do whatever I want with it. But Jesus says, whoever loses their lives for my sake, they will find it. See, what Jesus is talking about here is ownership. Ownership of your lives. Jesus is asking us to surrender our lives, having control of it to Him, so that we may experience the life that is meant to be, the life that is destined for us, that He desires for us. You know, it says in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 19, talks about the full life that we have in God. Verse 14, it says, "For this reason, I kneel before the Father. I surrender, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all of God's Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and deep is the love of Christ." And verse 19, "And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled, to the measure of the fullness of God." A full life. A life that has purpose, a life that has meaning, a life that is full of joy and peace, a life that is surrounded by a loving God. When we choose to surrender, we truly experience life. We get to where God wants us to be. We find peace, and God will always fight our battles, surrendering our lives to God. You know, going back to my story about this Japanese army officer in World War II, Hironada, you know, we may be still, you know, living that life. We may still be at war, trying to win these battles on our own. And maybe you've taken some really hard hits. Like I said, I don't know what you're going through, but I know what I went through. I know what my family went through these past few months. And there were battles. And what got us through it was surrendering everything to God. If you like to surrender your life to God, let me tell you, this is your best, and I think your only option if you want to live that life that God created you to have. So if you'd like to give your life to Jesus today, would you say this prayer with me? Jesus, I can't make it on my own, and I need a Savior. I believe You gave everything up for me, and I want to choose to surrender my life to You today. Be my Savior and my Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, if you said this prayer with me for the very first time, I'd like you to take the opportunity to connect with us. You know, complete one of our online connect cards on openarms.ie, and somebody on our team will get in contact with you. But once again, thank you for listening, and thank you for joining us.